The views expressed in this interview are those of the individuals and do not reflect the official policy or position of the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, the U.S. Navy, or the Naval Postgraduate School. Welcome to the Trident Room, brewer of stout conversation, unfiltered and on tap. On today's episode, host Elena Youngblood speaks with Commander Iskander from the Indonesian Navy and Commander Tolentino from the Philippine Coast Guard as they recount their favorite memories from their whirlwind cross-country road trip on our very first ever episode featuring international students.
Part two of the two-part series.
Welcome back. I am Commander Elena Youngblood and one of the podcast hosts for the Trident Room podcast. And today I have with me two special individuals who would love to tell you about their cross-country trip in the U.S. And so with that, I'm going to hand it over to them. Please introduce yourselves and tell us what program you're in. And this is being recorded in mid-September and they're graduating next week. Yeah, so next week, graduation. So really getting it in under the wire. So thank you guys so much for coming out. All right, with that, over to you.
Hello, my name is Commander Ang Iskandar. I'm from Indonesian Navy.
Today as well, I'm Commander Erwin Tolentino from the Philippine Coast Guard.
Okay, so you guys went to the Everglades. Is that kind of your turning around point to come back?
Yeah, we're heading north to Great Smoky Mountain.
Oh, very nice. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and also we keep driving for 24 hours. So from Georgia to Key Largo, 24, and going back to Great Smoky Mountain, 24, which it means 48 hours drive straight without stopping.
Well, actually, that's one thing that I've been joking at him because since I arrived here, doing the master's program, doing all the readings, I now have a difficulty with my eyes at driving at night. So the trade-off I told him is as long as there's sunlight, I'll be the one driving. And I forgot it was summer. So... So I'll be driving.
So he was quick to take you up on that.
Yeah, I'll be driving till 9 p.m., but there's still sun.
It's only like 5 hours where there's no sunlight.
It was a good experience. We went to Great Smoky.
So you guys saw the majesty.
I thought it was kind of like almost the same mountains. But actually when we arrived, oh, this is why they call it Great Smoky. There's a lot of smoke. Fog, actually.
To be clear, distinction between fog and smoke.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
very much.
Smog and fog. And then there's a spot that has a state line between Tennessee and North Carolina. So we went there and take a picture. Mm-hmm. It was located on a mountainous area.
When you go to this side of the sign, it says Tennessee. Then you go to the other side, it says
North Carolina.
North Carolina. It's like, oh.
So you did two pictures in one.
Yeah, two pictures in one.
Did you guys do anything other than kind of like drive through there? Do you have a special meal or anything? Just kind of driving through?
Enjoyed a few.
Okay.
Yeah, because we spent there about 1.5 hour.
I think you had scheduled to. We were going to New York at that time, right?
Our next plan is to visit New York.
Okay.
So we need to arrive.
New York State or New York City?
New York City.
We were after the schedule because I think you were at the schedule with the UN.
I have a schedule to visit the UN building for the next day. So from Great Smoky Mountain, we need to arrive at Philadelphia before midnight. Okay. But actually during those travel, there's a lot of accident. There's a lot of traffic. So we arrive at the beginning, we plan to arrive in the capital city.
Okay.
At noon, but we instead arrive at midnight. But it's good for us, you know, there's less people.
Oh, yeah.
I think we passed by Washington, D.C. before we proceeded to New York. We were planning to arrive at Washington, D.C. in when there's still sunlight, but we arrived there around 11, almost midnight. But it was better for us because there were no people at the...
Even when you go to Lincoln Memorial, you go there...
Oh, you guys went to the different things and there's nobody there because it was midnight? Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. They call it the whole place.
The mall?
The mall, yeah. The National Mall. I went there earlier as part of the program of IGPO in March. But
What is IGPO stand for?
International Graduate Program for Office. So they have a program to bring the international students as part of their field studies program to Washington. So I was part of the program in March. So I was telling my kids that it was a very good experience to be able to see like the Capitol building and everything. But we were there in the morning. So I said, maybe it would be better if we arrive early. But when we arrived at night, there were no people there. So we were able to take pictures.
Nice. That's the travel hack that no one thought about. Just go at midnight.
Even to get get close to White House.
Yeah, so we were able to go to the Lincoln Memorial.
And then from there, we went to White House. There were no people.
There were no people, so...
And also go to the Capitol building.
After that, I think we went to Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia. And then from there, I need to arrive early in the morning around 9 to in front of UN building. So we kind of separate our plan during our time in New York.
Because they've been to New York City before. So it was our first time there.
So I had a tour for the UN building to visit the General Assembly room to see the... Actually, they were held a meeting there. We went inside, just listen, and then we...
So you were able to listen to a live meeting in the building. That's very cool.
Yeah, live meeting. Because there's one Indonesian diplomat there that greeting us, and that's why we can go inside. We set the assembly. And then there's one building that I really want to know, which is the Security Council. We managed also to go inside the Security Council meeting room. So I was thinking, oh, this is the room where the leaders decide about everything in the world.
Yeah.
Well, for our side of the family, he recommended going to see the Statue of Liberty. But since we were running out of time, he said, you ride the ferry, then you could go to Staten Island. Then we went around New York, went to see the 9/11 Museum. Then, because there was a movie about the U.S. Special Forces that went to Afghanistan, they have this big statue and a soldier on horseback. So I went to look for that and took pictures and sent it to some of the U.S. guys that I worked with before. So it was really a nice experience for us to go around because we stayed there for 2 days.
Oh, wow. That's a very long time with your trip in one location.
That's one of the longest days.
And to experience the subway.
What did you guys think of New York subways?
When I asked my daughters this, it was actually the first time to ride anything on rails. So, this is the subway. We actually got lost.
You weren't the first or only, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pleasant experience for us.
Did you guys have New York style cheesecake? Did you have a interesting meal or anything in New York?
Yeah, we did the cheesecake, yeah.
What's the famous food that we ate that night?
Halal Guys.
The Halal Guys. And the queue line, it was like...
Very long, yeah.
It's more than 3 blocks.
More than 3 blocks.
Yeah, I was like, what?
We saw it in YouTube. It was kind of big and they said that you should line up there to take Halal Guys. It's like a kind of...
Middle East food.
So we had those there. It was good.
Yeah, well, actually, I went to Central Park, but you know movie about the Night at the Museum?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to
the... Oh, you went to the museum? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
We were running out of time because we got lost.
It's very easy to do in New York. Very easy to run out of time and get lost.
We met at night, right?
Well, actually, there's another international student also, but he traveled with his wife by using plane, and we kind of text each other, hey, let's meet at the Times Square. So we meet up there.
Very nice.
Take a picture and send, this is the international student.
We went to Grand Central Station.
Grand Central Station. Okay, very nice.
Because I was telling my, this is where most of movies were, where are you going? No, I'm going to leave.
Now when you watch the movie, you're like, I was there.
I was there.
You go run after her. She's going to the Grand Central Station. Yeah, being able to see where things that we just
just iconic locations.
The iconic building, the iconic spot that usually we just saw in a movie. And we can experience,
this is it. This is reality, yeah.
This is the thing, yeah. This is.
Okay, so after New York, where'd you guys go?
From New York, we start the next day, early in the morning. We visit Scranton.
Is this for The Office? Are you guys watching The Office and you had to go to Scranton?
Yeah.
I was watching The Office. The reason why we went there is...
I have a family there to visit.
Oh, okay.
Then I told him, this is where they shoot the series, The Office.
So, yeah. Or at least that's where it's located, they would shoot in California mostly, but yeah.
From Scranton, we traveled to Rhode Island, because in 2015, when it was my first time to visit the US, I had a chance to go and study in a naval station there, and I make a promise to my family that I'm going to bring you guys to here. So I bring them to the naval station in Rhode Island, to the Naval War College, to take a picture.
Yep, to the Naval War College. Okay, very cool.
From there, next stop is Harvard University. But we arrive midnight again.
But there were no people there. Sir.
I heard from the previous student that they're trying to go inside the Harvard and take a picture with the John Harvard statue.
Okay.
It was closed, but during midnight,
it's open.
It's actually closed, but there's no one. But we just take a picture.
From Harvard, I think we traveled to
Maine.
Okay.
Yeah, just trying to reach.
I was wondering if you guys went to Maine. Did you have a lobster roll?
No, no.
Oh, no. No. Opportunity missed.
Those are things that we started to list. Maybe for
your next trip.
Yeah, actually, our first stop should be the Acadia National Park. But when I try to put the time schedule, it's affecting the rest of the schedule. So I'll just stop at the state line.
We had to make changes.
Got to have something to look forward to on your next trip.
And then we travel through New Hampshire and then arrive early in the morning in Vermont.
Vermont, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And also during our travel, we kind of passed like, if you saw a movie, there's a mountain and a sunrise, but it's not actually sunrise at all. You see the field with the fog. It's almost like, this is almost like a movie in Vermont.
We were actually talking because during the trip, we were saying that you could see the difference from one state to another. That suddenly the vegetation changes. So the landscape changes. It was really an experience. So you would see that from this place to this place, this is the difference.
From Vermont, we just go to Niagara Falls.
Oh, you guys went to Niagara Falls. Okay. What did you guys think?
It was very good.
To me, it's just insane that that amount of water is falling constantly, but yet there's still more water to continuously fall. It's crazy.
And even I did experience the Maid of the Mist.
Mm-hmm.
I was planning to bring my wife and kids, but my wife is afraid to ride the boat because she could see that the boat was passing through the current. And I was really amazed at how the boat captains was able to maneuver and maintain.
Maintain the boat to stay there and the wind.
Yeah.
I thought it's going to be like usual experience. But when I experienced when the boat stopped at in front of the wharf, I was like, water's coming at you and the wind is really strong. Even my head almost fell off. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah.
And I think when we arrived there, it was Canada Day at the time because it was holiday. So I didn't know that there was a border between Canada and the US then.
Very, very short distance between the two.
Yeah. I was jokingly telling my wife we should go to the other side, but our ITO doesn't permit us to go, so we stay at the US side. No.
You don't do it.
Yeah. But we were able to see the iconic building on the Canadian side.
And from there, we traveled through Wisconsin and Illinois.
Did you eat any cheese in Wisconsin?
Not actually.
Put that on the list for next time.
Yeah.
But when we went to Illinois, was it in Chicago? No?
It's in Chicago. The movies, it's Cloud Gate.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. When the alien come from the sky. And
and we had Chicago deep dish pizza.
The deep dish, yes.
Yeah, Giordano's.
And what did you guys think of the deep dish?
It was good. They were saying that the line was very long because I was messaging some of the relatives of mine that came there and said it was long. But when we arrived there was no line. So we were able to go in.
Oh, nice.
Just the right perfect timing. So.
What was your pizza topping of choice?
Cheese. The other one is the
barbecue chicken or something.
Not bad. Not bad. I'll allow it.
We just asked the lady that was asking for the order, what would you recommend? That's the best that said this is the best pizza that they have.
Well, yeah, you can't go wrong with that recommendation. How long did you stay in Chicago? Just enough to eat pizza?
Enough to eat pizza and take a picture in Cloud Gate.
Okay.
And we travel to Minneapolis. Yeah. Well, actually, our next stop should be Badland National Park. But since the road has to go through Fargo, and we arrive early around 4 a.m. in the morning at Fargo. And from there, we drove to Omaha.
Was there something specific that you wanted to do in Fargo?
No, we were just trying to hit the state line, then go down to Badlands.
From there, we travel to Nebraska state line as well.
Okay.
And then from there, we traveled to Badland National Park.
That was something else also.
Yeah, it's kind of totally different national park.
Tell listeners, tell me what you mean by that was something else.
The place itself has different formations of the rocks, the terrain.
Yeah, the color of the rocks and how they form through years and constantly change because of the climate. And the rangers explained to us about...
What colors do you remember seeing?
It was, I think, light red shifting to orange and some of places as totally different ones. I just can't recall because most of it we took a bunch of pictures and videos just to be clear.
You said you got there at 4 a.m.?
Oh no, we arrived around...
I'm trying to think of the sun of when you guys got there.
Around in the afternoon.
Oh, so afternoon kind of sunset?
Time. Yeah, sunset time.
Nice.
But no, it's around noon.
Oh, was it? Anyway, okay, cool. So full sun.
Yeah, because our next stop is the Mount Rushmore. To see the statue, to read the history about making the Rushmore.
What did you guys think when you saw it?
I'm trying to recall, were we there before July the 4th?
Well, actually, it was before before July the 4th, because there's some occasion.
That there were bands playing. That
they were rehearsing for the night event.
For an event for July 4th.
You got to kind of see some performance music or have some ambiance when you're there.
I think it's like a theater.
Very cool. What do you guys think of the monument itself?
Cool.
Very interesting, right?
How they can carve the piece exactly like human face. I was like, how did they do that?
The guy and the engineer that made that, if you would try to think, it was done years prior to that technology that we had right now. But the method that they did and you know, how efficient and how they got everything almost, it's precisely the same as what's in the picture. It was really something else. You would really acknowledge how good the guy did.
Just the craftsmanship. The craftsmanship was really that.
And also from there, we visit the Crazy Horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Crazy Horse Saloon.
Crazy Horse Monument.
We went straight to, I forget where we went after that.
We stay one night before Bozeman because we plan to see event of
I think fireworks are not allowed within the
city limits.
Yeah, within the Rushmore and the city. So we find the nearest city that held that event.
Yeah.
We were in a Bozeman for the July the 4th.
July the 4th.
Where were you for July the 4th?
Bozeman County Fair. It was in a fairground, right?
Okay.
And when we arrived, Bozeman, Montana?
Montana.
We enjoyed the firework for
30 minutes long.
It's like a VIP seal for us.
I ran out of storage for my video because I was thinking it just take us like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, the max. But they were going,
when they go, yeah.
And then we went to the national park after.
Yeah, the next morning we arrived at Glacier National Park, but we entered through the East Gate, which is the St. Mary Lake. We arrived early in the morning. So we see it's like a painting when you travel.
Was it Yellowstone or Glacier? I think it was Yellowstone National Park before we went to Glacier.
Oh, yeah. Yellowstone, yeah. And we managed to experience the Old Faithful geyser.
Old Faithful, yeah.
And see some bison.
You saw some bison. Very cool.
Yeah.
And they gave the history in how the bison almost went extinct. And now they're trying to help preserve the bison. But we had bison burger after. they were serving it. So.
Yeah. It's locally sourced.
But I think that the bisons are now beyond the level of extinction. So
yes, I don't think they're any endangered anymore. Or they've figured out that there's certain ways you can go about it to where that's okay. What did you guys think about Old Faithful? Was she faithful? Did she go off on time? And
yes, she did. And we were quite surprised on how accurate the one. They said, this is the time. And that's really, they might be a couple of seconds or a minute or two delay, but when they say this is the time, then it was for water.
Did they tell you about what Old Faithful and what Yellowstone is, about the super volcano and all of that?
Yes, super volcano.
Yeah, that's very interesting yet scary.
Yeah, very scary.
I talked to my wife, you know what? We are walking on a super volcano. So if anything happens, we are in a super volcano now.
If anything happens, we won't know about it.
We cannot run.
Okay, cool. So you guys did that, had some buffalo steak. Okay, where next?
The Glacier National Park.
Glacier National Park. What was your takeaway from Glacier?
Well, for my family, my kids were really happy since it was summer and they didn't expect to see snow.
And Glacier?
There was still snow.
Ah, yeah.
So coming from a tropical country, we...
Was that their first time seeing snow?
First time, yeah.
Very cool.
They were really excited to see that there's still snow. And when we arrived, you could see how national parks preserve wildlife. So there were mountain goats. We even saw a bear.
You saw a bear?
We saw a bear, a brown bear.
A brown bear. Ooh, a grizzly.
Just chilling, walking on
the... It was crossing the street. Everyone was like stopping their cars.
Stopping, take a picture.
From afar.
It's for the best.
The bear just looking at us and stop and go.
It was a very surreal experience for us because who would have thought that at summer there was still snow at that place. And yeah, everything was nice there.
Yeah, when I was heard about going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park. It's one of my bucket lists when we drove. Through the going to the Sun Road, it was quite amazing because how they built the road.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot when they built it, but it's quite amazing they still have it until now, even though there are some landslides, you know.
Yeah.
See the formation of the mountain. It's kind of like watching a Lord of the Ring movie.
And my wife, I said that the pictures cannot justify the actual thing that you see.
Just the being there, the power and the majesty.
It was being there and seeing this. Even if you have the highest resolution camera, you wouldn't be able to appreciate it as much as if you're actually there.
Definitely a difference. I very much agree.
As you mentioned before, that you will see different kind of situation from states to states, from national park to national park, from Everglades to Badlands, to Yellowstone, and then to Glacier. It was like, oh, America has everything.
It's definitely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So from Glacier, where'd you guys go?
From there, we drove to Space Needle, right?
Yeah, Space Needle.
But before that, we stopped at the several state line, Idaho. I'm trying to find the state line. Oh, this is state line, Idaho. And then...
then we went to Seattle.
Go to the Space Needle and take a picture. Because I remember there's one NBA club in Seattle.
Okay.
They're using the Space Needle as their...
as the mascot.
Their mascot. Yeah, we stay for a night because we need to take a rest.
And then our wives were jokingly saying that the next day we'll go to the outlet store in National Park. It was after July 4th, so there were sales.
It's good for them, but
yeah,
good for us.
Yeah.
Then after that, I think we went back.
We went back through Redwood National Park.
Oh, Redwood? Yeah. That has the Redwood Forest.
And then we arrived in Monterey, and the following day, so it was start of class. So.
Oh my gosh, that is quite the trip. Thank you for all of that. If you had to sum up or have one takeaway each for the road trip and your experiences, what would you want to tell the listeners about the road trip and about experiencing all those things? If you had one thing to say to the listeners?
I think from my point of view, you can see the world, especially the continental states and US, and experience the difference between states. It's quite amazing. And how the people kind of different from state to state, and they're really friendly. And to experience different accent from west to east and see the diversity, it's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The most important is for me to give the experience for my kids so they can see the world with a lot of knowledge that they cannot get from a school.
Thank you.
But for me, it's being able to see a different perspective of how, as a look at the US, because of for coming from the Philippines, all we see is what we relate to is what we see in the movies, like white Christmas with snow and everything. But when you arrive here, the weather's different. Then there are other places that have different temperatures, have different terrains. And what really surprised me was the things I saw in the national park and how it's preserved. And how the government was able to sustain national parks and people come in. So I really didn't have an appreciation why people would go camping. Now I know why. So it's like, oh, because you would see these places, you'll be able to experience these locations that are very unique. As I said earlier, pictures and videos would not justify the things that you would see in person. So it's really something else. We really liked Glacier. Plus we saw bears there. My kids were pretty much excited because they said the bears at the time wouldn't show themselves there. But when we were actually about to go home, so it's suddenly just crossed the street. And it was very good experience for the kids, especially that we saw how the US government was teaching kids, because they have a program for kids, like Junior Ranger, teach them the importance of preserving the environment and how it is important to save this for the next generation to be able to see it. I wish I could have done it earlier so I could have more stickers to put on.
Do it earlier and often. Well, thank you guys so much for sitting down with me and going through your trip. And I wish you all the best in your future adventures and going back. Thank you for spending time here at NPS and getting to know the country and seeing all the wonderful things that it has. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for joining us in the Trident Room. For more information about today's guests and topics, please visit the show notes online at nps.edu/Trident Room Podcast. The Trident Room podcast has been brought to you by the Naval Postgraduate School Alumni Association and Foundation. For questions, comments, and suggestions, please email us at TridentRoomPodcastHost@nps.edu.